From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Authorities say a 75-year-old Eureka man is dead following an accident Sunday on Alder Point Road near Sturm Road. The man was driving his 1990 International truck northbound when, for reasons unknown, he lost control of the truck. It broke through the bridge railing of the bridge over Burr Creek. After colliding with the span, the truck left the bridge, came to rest on its side on the riverbank below. The driver died of his injuries at the scene. Identifications being withheld pending notification of family. Additionally, the vehicle was carrying 20 head of cattle, all of which died of their injuries as well. Investigators looking for any witnesses to a crash that happened in Trinity County Friday night that left a 20-year-old man dead and his four passengers from Humboldt County injured. California Highway Patrol saying at about 8 p.m., officers got a call for a report of a traffic collision on State Route 3 just south of Guy Covington Drive, where officers say the car, a 2003 Ford, crashed into a tree on the shoulder. 20-year-old Justin Seaman, who was driving, died in the crash. His four passengers from Eureka were sent to Mercy Hospital Reading. Police say alcohol played a role in the crash. It's logging season along the North Coast, and Pacific Gas and Electric reminding customers to use extreme caution when pruning trees near high-voltage power lines. There have been recent tree-felling incidents in Humboldt and Mendocino counties that resulted in power outages and damage to electrical equipment. Luckily, no injuries. But inappropriate and unsafe tree cutting by third parties is avoidable. Pruning trees close to power lines can be extremely dangerous. Unqualified tree workers put their lives in jeopardy by doing so. Coming up tomorrow at 6 p.m., the Fortuna Monday Club, 610 Main Street, a community swimming pool presentation will be given by a consultant from Councilman Hunsaker to present the results from an Aquatic Center feasibility study completed for the Roaner Community Recreation and Park District. The consultant will review multiple pool design concepts based on public feedback from a visit in April. The study will also review the cost to build an aquatic facility associated with each of those designs and an annual operational cost to maintain a pool, plus potential revenue streams to support one. The Roaner Rec District was formed back in 1968 with the main mission of bringing a swimming pool to the Eel River Valley community. The district receives a percentage of property taxes throughout the parcels located within that boundary, which extends beyond the Fortuna city limits. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.